You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
And I'm Marcy Silman. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray announced his proposal for how to raise the minimum wage in Seattle, and it is a long way from 15 now. Here's how Mayor Murray described it at this morning's news conference.
I wanted 15, but I wanted to do 15 smart.
His plan offers a gradual phase-in over the next 3 to 7 years, with exceptions for small businesses and other forms of non-wage compensation. So what does the group 15 now have to say? The activist organization has joined with the Socialist Alternative Party. They're collecting signatures for their own plan for how Seattle should raise the minimum wage. Jess Lessinger is an organizer with 15 now. He joins us from New York, where he's in the middle of preparations for a May Day march. Hi, Jess.
Hi there, Marcy.
What do you think of Mayor Murray's plan?
I think what we heard today is a proposal where thousands of working people in Seattle would see an increase in their wages. It's a definite increase in the minimum wage. And it is a step forward, and I think it's the result of the hard work that ordinary working people, the fast food workers, 15 Now and Shama Sawant, all the pressure that we've put on the political establishment to get us this far. And while it's a step forward, I think it's not enough. That working people deserve more, and the proposal gives too much ground and too many concessions to big businesses.
Your own proposal, as I understand it, would raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour starting in the beginning of 2015, with some provision for phase-in for smaller businesses and nonprofits. You have an initiative to change the Seattle City Charter. How are you planning to proceed?
So, right, our proposal is that we think the large corporations who make huge profits can afford to pay $15 an hour minimum immediately, but small businesses, nonprofits that are struggling can get a 3-year phase-in to adjust. And we think that's a stronger 15. It's the 15 that working people deserve, and we want to keep pushing for that. This, the mayor's proposal still has to go to the city council. They discuss and debate it. We don't know, big business is going to put a lot of pressure on city council, maybe to water it down even further. We want to keep the pressure up.
So does that?
So
mean,
we're going to
go ahead.
We've launched last weekend. We had a conference, a 15 Now national conference, where in Seattle, where we decided we would launch a signature gathering campaign for the charter amendment. It collects 50,000 signatures to give us the option to put a stronger 15 on the ballot to let the people of Seattle decide on 15 if the city council doesn't deliver what we're looking for. And we also want the city council to know that we're prepared to put it to the majority of people here in Seattle that do support a strong 15.
In today's news conference, City Council member Nick Licata mentioned that he'd been reading Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals, and he had this comment.
He pointed out that compromise is a word that carries shades of weakness or even surrender of moral principles. But to the organizer, compromise is the key. It is making the deal. And as he said, it defines a free and open society. In one word, it's compromise.
So, Jess Lessinger, what do you think of compromise?
So, I mean, I think that this is, in many ways, it's a battle between what working people want and what big business wants. Working people need to see their living standards raised, their wages raised, and big business want to keep making profits off the backs of working people. So there is a push back and forth. And what we're doing is we're trying to push for the best possible 15 that we can win. And that requires staying strong on what we're fighting for, but also understanding the situation and understanding what we can win when we can win it. And so we want to have a very reasonable approach to winning the strongest possible 15.
Jess Lessinger is an organizer with 15 Now, joining me from New York. Thank you, Jess.
Thank you, Marcy.
Responding to the introduction today of Mayor Ed Murray's Income Inequality Task Force proposal to phase in a $15 an hour minimum wage. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.